Welcome back to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country. Checking in once again with Jason Bozer, outstanding guide in the Grand Rapids area, does a lot of Lake Winnie fishing. And certainly, Jason, Lake Winnie is one of the premier walleye lakes in all of Minnesota, if not the nation.
Yes, it is. Lake Winnie is a walleye-producing machine.
One of the key things about Winnie that makes it good is the name of the lake, Winnebogoches, which, from my understanding, means dirty water or ugly water. And it's that dirty water that really helps.
Yep, makes it a gentleman's lake. You don't always have to be there at the crack of dawn or fish it at night. You can catch fish all day long on the lake. That is very true on Lake Winnie.
You certainly see that when you're hearing from some of these other lakes that maybe are more of a clear water lake, and when you get into that heat of summer where the water's flat, the sun is high, there's just not much going on walleye-wise, but Winnie, they can still keep catching fish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the summer when it's really hot and the sun's out, they got deep humps out there in the middle of the lake and the main basin, and these humps come up to 21 foot. You can catch fish there all day, and if that ain't working, you can go to the weeds. Even in the weeds in the midsummer are real good fishing. It just makes it easy.
Over the years of doing the show and interviewing people, you always find early in the year it is all along that shoreline. Later in the year you hear a lot of good stuff on the bars and the humps, but the last couple of years it's been both most of the summer.
That's the beauty of Lake Winnie. Spring, you start with the shiners on the big flats. They're coming in there to spawn and catching the walleyes, perch, northern. It's just a lot of fun to catch the fish that time of the year. But they're also on them humps. You go out to the main basin, you'll catch them fish in that 21, 22 foot of water out there. Like Kevin was saying, the last couple of years, you've been able to do them both. One of the reasons we've been able to catch them out deep and in the shallows is we've been running these spinners a lot. Northland bait fish spinner and the little Lindy Joe spinner with like a half a crawler, and we just start covering ground and we're catching fish in the shallows and the deep stuff all year round. Kind of different, but it's been working really good.
Are there any specific spots that are really good almost the whole time?
You got places like Raven Point. That's a big thing of rocks that go out into the lake, and you'll always catch fish there. And Stony Point, off and on, is another spot where there's a bunch of rocks. You always seem to be able to catch fish there. The River Channel, there's always some fish hanging around the River Channel, even in spring, summer, and the fall. You'll always catch them around there. Front of High Bank, there's another spot. Little Stony. So there are places that always tend to hold fish.
Winnie, it was one of the first lakes that I'm aware of, in our area anyway, that went with the aggressive slot limit, and it's still on because everybody turned out, maybe it was controversial at the time, but everybody loves it now because, boy, did that really make that lake a lot more consistent.
It has made it a lot more consistent. I think they're thinking now, they're doing like Leech and Mille Lacs, I think they're getting a few too many bigger fish in the lake, though, and I think they need to get rid of some of them. So I know Leech is talking about raising their slot limit. And I think also Winnie is. Big fish are great, but I also believe you can maybe get too many in there. I think Mille Lacs Lake's a good example of what's happening with having too many big fish in the lake. And hopefully they'll keep adjusting the slot on Winnie like they are to make sure that there's enough room in the lake for these little fish to come up and get them where we can keep them.
Right. It's been a great lake for that, certainly.
Great. Very consistent. Real good lake, yeah.
The other thing that a lot of people don't spend a lot of time worrying about, because the walleye bite is so consistent and so good, you got a great northern population in there of some really nice-sized northerns. You've also got a great perch bite, and really tasty perch, and there's a few muskies roaming around in there, too.
There's always something to catch on Winnie. Myself, I like pulling the shad wraps for the northerns. I just love catching them. They put up such a good fight, and especially in midsummer when things can be kind of tough sometimes for the walleye, a little more inconsistent, you always got the northern. When we've been running these spinners the last couple of years, we've really seen some nice northerns taking off them spinners. That is something, right? 10, 12 foot weed, northerns jump on that spinner, and yeah, you're in for a good fight, and they're great eating. So
yes, they are.
Good deal.
One final question for those who have heard a lot about Lake Winnie, listening to the show over the years, or other shows, or reading about it, but maybe aren't real familiar. A lot of guys like to go to Cutfoot Sioux. Explain to us what Cutfoot Sioux actually is.
Well, Cutfoot Sioux is another lake that connects with Winnie, but the fishing is different on it. It's a little more deep, and the structure is a little more tight. In the spring, the walleyes tend to go, not all the walleyes in Winnie, but a lot of the walleyes will make a migration through Cutfoot to Little Cutfoot and Egg Lake and all that, and spawn. In the spring, and also in the fall, you have a heck of a migration of walleyes going through that Cutfoot, and can be a real good lake in the spring and fall. You can still catch fish there in the summer too, but people tend to concentrate more on it in the spring and fall because of the migration. It's different because you're fishing smaller structure. It isn't like the big flats Lake Winnie has and stuff. So you got to be a little more precise when you're fishing cutthroat.
We're talking Lake Winnie with Jason Bozer, a guy who's done a lot of fishing on that lake. And Jason, if people want to experience Winnie for the first time, maybe some of the people listening haven't been there, want to use your services to do it, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can look us up on the web at mnfishingpros.com or call me on my cell phone at 218-244-2517.
Jason, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.